He's going to take it himself for a championship.
Oh, another play wins it for three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCain Tom touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening and welcome to Norwin High School and the WPIAL basketball playoff quarterfinals, presented by the Observer Reporter. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a 5A girls doubleheader, starting with number 6, Thomas Jefferson, taking on number 3, Penn Trafford. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me, along with our WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Noah Tennant, Dacian Skolnekovich on the cameras. Gee Whiz George, producing in our downtown Washington studios. Thomas Jefferson comes in off an impressive first-round win over Latrobe, downing the Wildcats 68-47 last Friday night. TJ lost to its last two Section 4 opponents, Peters Township and Baldwin, before topping 6A 7-seed Pine Ridgeland to end the regular season. Penn Trafford is 23-0, the only unbeaten team left in the 5A bracket, and they likely come in a little miffed at the WPIO Basketball Committee for being seeded third. The Warriors own wins over the top three 6A seeds, Norwin, Upper St. Clair, and Seneca Valley. Only two of Penn Trafford's wins were by single-digit margins, 51-50 over Norwin in early December and 59-57 over Upper St. Clair to close the regular season. Our coverage of tonight's game is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true, by Eber & Associates Insurance Services, the defense you need on your side. Log on eberinsurance.com. By Washington and Jefferson College, where change makers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Fagan Sanitary Supply, keeping the gym floors looking great, including the ones at Thomas Jefferson. FaganSupply.com. And by the Observer Reporter, local voices, your stories. We'll take a look at the entire 5A girls bracket presented by the Observer Reporter. Plus, we'll check the starting lineups when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Relative calm among the top seeds in this 5A girls bracket, but all sense of control seems to have been lost in the next several spots. Number one, South Fayette, on into the quarterfinals. We'll play tonight at Mount Lebanon against the 9 seed Baldwin, a winner over number 8 Chartiers Valley. The 2 seed will play here at Norwin in just a little bit. That will be the Peters Township Indians taking on number 7 Indiana. Our matchup features number 3 unbeaten Penn Trafford and number 6 Thomas Jefferson. Really all pretty good shape from that point. And then you get to the bottom left quadrant of this 5A girls bracket. Number 4, Shaler, knocked off handily by number 13, Mars, 44-23. And number 5, Franklin Regional, bested by number 12, Bethel Park, just a single point, but survive in advance was the old cry in the NCAA tournament, and that's what Bethel Park has done. So top left, you have 1 versus 9, South Fayette Baldwin. Top right, 2 versus 7, Peters Township, Indiana. We'll have that game a little later on here at Norwin. Bottom right quadrant, 3 versus 6. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Penn Trafford and Thomas Jefferson. And then you have the bottom left. That often matchup in basketball playoffs or playoffs of any kind in bracket play, 12 versus 13. If you had that bracket, 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 9, 12, and 13, come see me because I want to get the Powerball numbers for you that are going to get drawn a little later on tonight. So I'm sure you did not have those. This game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIL and the NFHS Network. Our broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening and viewing audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the express written consent of the WPIL, the NFHS Network, and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers chosen and paid by WJPA, all rights reserved, copyright 2025. Starting lineups coming your way when we come right back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Take a look at the Observer Reporter starting lineups for this 5A girls quarterfinal. On the left side, you see the visitors, the 6 seed, 19-4, Thomas Jefferson. 5'6", sophomore, Kaylee D'Angelo. Early ankle injury, but has come back strong from that, averaging 14 a game. 5'8", junior, Riley McCabe. 6-foot, sophomore, Emma Altavia. And then the one that really makes it go, 5'9", junior, Maggie Spell, averaging 17 points, 5 boards, 4 steals every night out. And 6-foot sophomore Allie Wilson averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds. On the right side for the 3-seed Penn Trafford Warriors and John Janikas, 23-0 record. Starters are 5'5 sophomore Izzy Fontana, 25 threes to her credit on the year. 5'11 senior Lauren Martin averaging 12 points and 6 boards every time out. 6-foot senior Cameron Piper, averaging 8-5. Hannah Weishauer, 5'8 junior. And 5'8 junior Tori DiStefano, with 20-plus three balls and an 85% free throw shooter. The Jags, if they get to a situation they want to foul, that ain't the girl. Don't do it. Don't go there. DiStefano, averaging 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists every night out. Andrew White, Nick Lanise, and Chaz Adkins are our game officials for this first game. We have the entire right side of the 5A girls bracket, and here on the WJPA Sports Network, we're going to be a little busy, as if we haven't been. Monday, Tuesday, now Wednesday, 2 games tomorrow, 3 games on Friday, and more wrestling than you can even pay any attention to coming your way on Saturday, WPIL 2A and 3A championships. Tip-off when we come back to Norwin here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
Fitting that just weeks after the Super Bowl, one of the most iconic renditions of our national anthem here at Norman. Thomas Jefferson, winners of six in a row to start. And after a loss, winners of six in a row. And after a loss, winners of five in a row. So three win streaks this year for Thomas Jefferson of five games or more. Ha, 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 say the Warriors. Tried 23 straight. 23 straight, and it's good enough for the two seed. Coach, put yourself in those shoes.
Well, I will say this, first of all. Two very good teams, Bob, similar in some ways. In fact, I like both teams. I really do. Skill-wise, they can play. Good guard play. Both of them have excellent defenders. They'll play man-to-man. They'll do a little pressure. The team that shoots it the best tonight, in my opinion, wins this game. I would not be surprised if this is closer than most people think. I'm not calling upset, but it wouldn't surprise me. But I watch Penn Trafford play. They are very talented. That 23-0 record is there for a reason. And I'm telling you, Bob, they get after it. Being the three seed, they have to be highly insulted, so there's motivation here this evening.
Multiple common opponents.
Yes.
Both teams rolled West Mifflin. Penn Trafford beat Upper St. Clair. TJ lost to the Panthers, the 6A number 2 seed. Penn Trafford beat Baldwin by 11. Baldwin split with Thomas Jefferson. TJ won the first one by 5, lost the last section game of the year by 3. Both teams have played Latrobe. Penn Trafford's wins plus 12 and plus 16. We mentioned that TJ rolled Latrobe by 21 in the opening round of the playoffs. And all of that means
nothing.
Penn Trafford's 23-0, TJ's 19-4. Is it loud in here?
It's very loud.
Where were we the other night? It was really loud, too. Oh, at the Union. It was loud there. They had strobe lights and stuff, though.
We have a nice crowd here. There's a nice TJ contingent and a large Penn Trafford crowd here. Exciting game, Bob. This should be a dandy.
Great to have all of you along on WJPA AM in Washington. Online, WJPA.com. The WJPA Sports Network. And watching through agreement with the WPIL on the NFHS network as well. South Fayette Baldwin, tip off at 7:30 at Mount Lebanon. Mars in Bethel Park, same time at North Allegheny. And here at Norwin, Peters Township and Indiana with a 7:30 scheduled tip. We'll have that game for you here on the network. Also in action tonight, quarterfinals tonight, tomorrow, Friday. 3A girls tonight, 4A boys, 1A boys, all on tonight's schedule. Jags first to break the huddle, wearing their road black and gold. And right away, game officials come over and want to deal with the shorts tuck and shirt in, waistband not turned down, all of those fun things. And Penn Trafford comes out with the jersey that doubles down over the band of the shorts. Ready to get this one underway. The opening tip is going to be controlled by the Warriors. Torrey DeStefano. Oh, high dribble. There was no contest there, so nothing really gained. DeStefano through traffic picks it up. Feed it back out to Fontana. Still on the perimeter. Fontana near the Norwin logo. Take it right side to Hannah Weishauer. And now to the top of the key. Work it to the far side. Man-to-man defense for Thomas Jefferson. High screen, moving screen. Get away with it. Three ball in flight. Won't go. Warriors crash down. Three players there looking at the rebound, but Kaylee D'Angelo will clear it for TJ. First offensive set for the Jags. And Maggie Spell with the ball in hand. A little soft bounce pass across to Wilson and eventually to D'Angelo. Diagonal. McCabe for three. Too strong. And a rebound foul called on Maggie Spell. Tried to come over the back. Good position there. And the foul.
Well, as expected, Bob, both teams playing very staunch defensively early in the game. I thought TJ's last defensive stand was outstanding.
Just about a minute gone in our opening quarter, scoreless here in the WPIL 5A quarterfinals. Dribble drive is cut off, shot partially blocked. Riley McCabe held her ground there and said, uh-uh, not this time. Spell, lob it inside, catch, shoot, score. Emma Altavilla with the first points of the game. Jags up 2-0.
Yeah, and a really nice feed along the baseline there.
Three ball for an answer, won't go. Fontana follows, gets her own rebound. Pass to the elbow, step into the paint, then a travel call against Lauren Martin. Good defense there. They reach in to keep her from dribbling the ball. And couldn't get it out of her hands and then took steps before the tie-up would have been called. Full court pressure. Jags handle that. Everybody clears out on this man-to-man. That gives you one-on-one to work. Yeah. An easy press to break that way.
Yeah, and Maggie Spell handling the ball down the floor.
Riley McCabe, Thomas Jefferson, plus two. Quick first step, D'Angelo, floater from eight, rolls it across the back iron, no good. Rebound, Cameron Piper. Long pass ahead. Hannah Weishauer pops a three ball right wing. It's good. Yeah, Trapper takes a 3-2 lead.
She can shoot it, Bob.
And Trafford plus one. Handoff, Spell. Take it onto the right wing, elbow. Foul line extended, then cross court into the far corner. McCabe, top of the key. Give it back to Spell. Voids a double team. Into the corner. McCabe, entry pass, side of the lane. Wilson trying to back defender down and launches a shot way too strong across the iron. Rebound grab for Penn Trafford. Over into the far corner. Now up top comes Izzy Fontana. Stops at the side of the lane. Her pass behind the intended target. Thought that Weishauer was going to be there, and she started toward the baseline. The pass went to the midcourt and out of bounds.
One of the things, if TJ can keep them out of the paint, Bob, they really like to try to get in and get paint touches and make their offense go from that point. If they can do what they've done in the last couple possessions, they'll be in the game.
Extended man-to-man defense for Penn Trafford. Riley McCabe working to Altavilla, and now eventually into the hands of D'Angelo for three. Gets good.
Boy, that was a deep one, too, and we know how good she is. Only a sophomore.
5-3, Thomas Jefferson, plus two again. Dribble drive by Martin. Shot partially blocked, controlled. That block by Allie Wilson. Corner ball. Spell can't get it to go. Long rebound comes up the lane, tipped by Penn Trafford. Nice save here on the near sideline by Torrey DeStefano to keep the possession alive. Far side, it's Weishauer. Dribble into the circle. Now down the lane. Shot won't go, but a foul going to be called. And Kaylee D'Angelo picks up her first. just a little too much extended contact there to get the foul and displacement of the shooter.
Well, and there was an example that the guards of Penn Trafford want to get to the rim, and they're going to push that issue all evening long.
First foul shots of the game. First one up and good. Hannah Weishauer has all 4 points on the night.
Excellent form. Great release on that free throw.
Second shot well short. Rebound tipped out to the free throw line where Maggie Spell will clear it. Weishauer one of two. 5-4 Thomas Jefferson plus one. 4.5 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. McCabe comes to meet a pass. Defense was looking at a pickoff. Wilson. D'Angelo dribbles between the circles and now a handoff. McCabe, D'Angelo, catch and shoot another three and hit it.
Wow, 2 for 2 from deep.
8-4. TJ doubling up the Warriors. Both of these teams, like the other six in this 5A girls bracket, have already qualified for the PIAA tournament. Top 8 teams advance to the states. Pass into the circle and coming over the back and trying to deflect that was Altavilla. And a pushing foul there. Her first. That's 3 fouls in the first 4 minutes of this opening quarter. 8-4. Thomas Jefferson in the lead. Inbound play at the baseline. Side of the lane. Cutter goes through the paint, but well covered there. And now player breaks home but takes the inbound. Nice feed. Nice play work there. And DeStefano with a bucket to make it 8-6.
Yeah, she had a nice little cut there on the back cut. Wide open down the lane, Bob.
D'Angelo, last 6 points for TJ. Dribble drive by Spell, double teamed, and a foul going to be called here, and a couple of free throws to be taken. 3:35 to play opening quarter, 8-6. Thomas Jefferson back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
This is Jess. She loves to run. So does Jade, and Jen does too. And while they all love running, at AHN Sports Medicine, we know they each need a little something different to get faster. Our doctors and specialists pinpoint that difference and make a personalized conditioning plan to improve Jen's stride and Jade's endurance and Jess's form. Because at AHN Sports Medicine, we see you.
Maggie Spell, one of two at the free throw line after the foul on Cameron Piper. 9-6, TJ lead. Bell baseline drive. Hannah Weishauer able to pop in a little floater just at the side of the lane. She's passed her season scoring average.
Yeah, she averages 5 points a game. She's got six.
9-8, TJ plus one. Entry pass down low to Wilson. Hard off the window, won't go. Altavilla fortunately didn't get called for a foul there. Long pass ahead, saved on the far side by Cameron Piper. Diagonal pass now to the corner for an open three for Fontana off the rim. Rebound caroms over top of Riley McCabe, and now a holding foul on Thomas Jefferson. D'Angelo picks up her second, team's fourth.
Boy, you don't want her to have to come out, but she's going to come out early.
Emily Ritz will check in for TJ.
Where she said 2-3, she got that feeling, and now she has to go to the bench, Bob, because of the foul.
Thomas Jefferson up 9-8. Warriors just get the ball inbounds. It goes clear out to the hash mark, far side. Dribble drive, basket, and a foul. Maggie Spell, like, hey, I got pushed like that down on the other end, but no call. This time we get the call. Foul on Spell.
That's her second, too, Bob.
And 10-9 lead for Penn Trafford. Foul shot to answer. Add to that. That's good. Izzy Fontana with the two and the free throw. The old-fashioned three-point play. 11-9 Warriors in the lead. And a timeout for Thomas Jefferson. 2:28 to play. First quarter. Penn Trafford, 11. Thomas Jefferson, 9. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit PowerOfBowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at PowerOfBowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Matt Gould used his first timeout, wants to talk things over. 30-second timeout. Penn Trafford on a little bit of a run. 5-0 on the scoring column. TJ sideline throw in the backcourt. Given to Riley McCabe, and now on the weave, Ritz with the handoff, tried to force it inside to Spell. It's picked off. Weishauer up the floor, could not get into the lane, but shot put up, won't go. Too strong. And the Spell now with the ball. Her pass is deflected, and she's just going to screen and make sure she can grab it and is able to do that. Spell on the wing. Three ball in flight, short rebound, grab down low for Allie Wilson. Kick it back out onto the wing. Three ball in flight, far side, too strong. Long rebound, Ritz tracks it down. It'll be Spell once again. Crossover, get to the paint. Offhand layup attempt, swatted out of bounds.
What good effort by the Jaguars on that possession, Bob. They're going to get a third opportunity here. Got to take advantage of it.
Ritz will go out. D'Angelo checks back in with two fouls. 1:40 to play in our opening quarter. 11-9. Penn Trafford in the lead. Wilson takes the inbound from McCabe. Now to Spell. Underneath, try to get it to Wilson. Pass, tip, lob back out. Long three ball splashes home.
Holy cow.
Maggie Spell.
Bob, that was really deep. Long range missile.
Ball into the lane. Lauren Martin, a little six-footer, good for two.
Yeah, she's really good around the paint if she can get that deep.
13-12, Penn Trafford in the lead. 105 and counting left on our opening period. Had four lead changes now. Crossover by McCabe. Wilson, a little moving screen down low. Get the bucket for McCabe.
A nice finish by McCabe that time. And you're right, Bob. She used that screen very well. Not sure it was legal.
Well, McCabe going to get called for a foul, and that is five on TJ here in the opening quarter.
No, she didn't like the call either.
I believe Lauren Martin. Nope, check that. Penn Trafford, 2 of 4 here in the early going at the stripe. 0 for 1, second shot off the iron as well. And a rebound cleared by Spell.
Yeah, and she's a pretty good free throw shooter. Just didn't make her free throws, DiStefano.
To the hoop goes Wilson. Lot of contact, play on, rebounding attempt, contact there
wow.
as well. The Jags just like, hey.
Came
where
right
the calls the other way.
Right over the back, I thought, Bob. What'd you think about that?
I thought she got bumped on the way to the hoop, but play on is the call. We'll just leave it at that. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. 14-13. TJ with the lead. Nice, beautiful drop step and a hook for Martin.
Yeah, she's very effective. You can't allow her to get the ball that deep.
And now... get a look here. The ball goes inside. A little drop step up with the left hand. Martin with the bucket. The foul called on DiStefano. Her first, second foul on Penn Trafford. Just under 19 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. 5A girls quarterfinals. Winner will play Saturday against the winner of our second game. Spell looking for Cutter McCabe. Fumbles the pass.
Well, it was a hard pass to handle, but it was the right pass. She came off the screen, and she was wide open. If she could have handled it, she has a layup.
Warriors will roll the ball through the backcourt. Spell coming out to challenge Weishauer. Ball goes inside. Scoop shot way off the mark. TJ with a rebound, and the quarter comes to an end. Penn Trafford 15, Thomas Jefferson 14 after one. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
6 points for Hannah Weishauer, 6 points for Kaylee D'Angelo to lead their respective teams. Had six lead changes in the opening 8 minutes. 1 point, Penn Trafford lead, 15-14. TJ starts the second with the basketball. On the near wing, Spell put it on the deck, trying to get by the defender. Little floater hits the iron, foul called. And now Penn Trafford players are looking like, hey, we did that the whole first quarter.
Right, and didn't get a call. Cameron Piper on the foul there. She looked a little bit, me? I didn't foul her. It was a late call.
I have that as the second foul on Cameron Piper.
TJ so far, 1-for-3 from the line. Maggie Spell misses another one.
Spell with a foul shot and a three ball in the opening quarter. Misses the second foul shot, and the rebound tracked down by Martin. Empty possession for the Jags. Hand off DeStefano. Hand off to Bella Klobuchar. Dribbles between the circles. And now into the circle to Martin. Her pass is blocked. Boy, and they say no. It was thrown out of bounds cleanly.
Yeah, I thought she threw it out of bounds, Bob. Well, TJ that time, we're switching screens out front and on the dribble handoff, and I think that caused a little bit of problem for the offensive players from Penn Trafford.
Allie Wilson was the guard there, and I didn't get a close enough look at that replay, but TJ will take the ball back. Wilson to the volleyball 10-foot line to Emily Ritz. Ritz comes back near side to Wilson, and now to Spell. Top of the key, crossover, trying to spin a rama down the paint, off the window and in.
Boy, that was a beautiful move by Maggie Spell.
16-15, TJ in front. Drive into the paint. Pass out of bounds is deflected. This one is deflected. Get a good look here at the Spell drive into the lane, spinorama off the box in the window and out of bounds, or in the bucket.
That's a great move, Bob.
A couple of substitutions for Penn Trafford. Weishauer and Fontana back on the floor. Rhea Johnson will key the inbound. Olivia Weishauer takes the feed. Off on the dribble handoff to Johnson, trying to get by the defender, bring it into the corner. Olivia Weishauer, cross court. Izzy Fontana cut off there nicely by D'Angelo. Ball caught underneath. Tough pass, but a good job there by Hannah Weishauer to get the bucket.
Boy, that was. She threaded the needle, so to speak, and Hannah Weishauer just used the glass and finished.
17-16, Penn Trafford plus one. Lead change number eight accomplished.
Close game. I thought it might be.
Three ball, line drive, hit the front iron by D'Angelo, but the rebound grabbed by Allie Wilson. Maggie Spell, quick first step, feed it out. Saved there by Wilson, and a foul going to be called underneath. And that is Looks like Hannah Weishauer going to get called for the foul. You got a good look at that Weishauer reception of that pass and able to convert. Second foul of the quarter on Penn Trafford. Inbound, spell, catch and score without a dribble.
Tell you what, she's playing up to her capabilities here so far. She's had a great start.
18-17, Thomas Jefferson with the lead. Fontana hassled, able to find help in Rhea Johnson. Johnson on the dribble, can't get by spell. Give it off to Weishauer. Nice dish in the paint. And the lay-in off the window goes for Tori DiStefano.
DiStefano is really good, too. Around. She can get to the rim. She finishes. I like the way she plays.
Penn Trafford had a five-point run to go from down 6-3 to the lead, and everything since then has been exchange of buckets, including that one by Allie Wilson. Just enough spin to get it up and over the top of the rim. 20-19 lead. TJ in front. High off the window, and a foul called, and looks like Kaylee DeAngelo is going to get her third.
Oh, boy. You have no choice. You have to get her off the court. She's got three with 5 minutes left in this quarter.
Fontana at the line to shoot a pair. First one right on the money. Ties the game.
Bob, that is a huge foul. To not have her directing things on the court and Kylie DeAngelo really hurts Thomas Jefferson.
Two straight makes for Fontana. She has hit all three of her foul shots, including two there that put Penn Trafford back in front by a point. Out to Villa on the floor. Jumper in the paint, off the mark. I think she was surprised at how wide open she was.
Yeah, if she takes one dribble, she gets a layup.
Penn Trafford now with a chance to put back-to-back scores on the board, something neither team has done since the 2:40 mark of the opening quarter. That's six game minutes ago. Dribble down the lane. Ball blocked partially, but Marissa DeSimone going to get tagged for a foul across the arm.
Well, Bob, the last couple possessions by Penn Trafford, they've been able to get to the rim. And when they do that, they're really good. And I talked about keeping them on the perimeter, but the last couple times, TJ has been unable to do that.
First foul shot up and good. And Penn Trafford extends its lead to 22-20. Klobuchar back on the floor. 4:40 to play, second quarter, 22-20. Second free throw, also good. Tori DiStefano with a two foul shot makes, missed two earlier. And 23-20. Spell with a dribble drive, basket on a foul. Able to lean that one up and in, and DiStefano guilty of her second foul.
And a little emotion after the finish, too. Well, we're getting a lot of fouls on players here.
Maggie Spell has struggled at the foul line tonight. I have her 1-for-4.
Yes.
I'm sorry, 1-for-3.
Yes,
is that what
you
have?
That's exactly what I have.
Chance to tie with the make here, and does. Tied at 23. Old-fashioned three-point play. Spell with 11 points on the night. Jumper in the paint won't go, and a rebound dribbled out of bounds by Izzy Fontana.
How about that?
And now Riley McCabe asking, like, hey, I got run over.
She did. Oh, I think it's been well called so far. The officiating crew, they've done a wonderful job. Yeah, full court pressure. Once you inbound the ball, the pressure sort of disappears into a man-to-man, so there's not really any trapping going on.
4:15 to play, first half, 23-all tie. No hesitation on the dribble, hard to the hoop, shot won't go for Kaylee DeAngelo, who's back on the floor with three fouls after a short break.
I thought she got fouled on that, Bob. I really do. Whoops, that's
and
a travel.
A travel call, high dribble, and then run underneath it and try to grab it. Izzy Fontana, when she got control again, called for the travel.
You know, I know this is risky having her in there, but I think you need to have her in there. Try to get good minutes out of her without another foul here, Bob.
McCabe now back to D'Angelo, left wing. Ritz to Wilson, top of the key. Looks inside for Spell and travels.
Back-to-back turnovers by each team.
And McCabe will, or D'Angelo will come out. Marissa DeSimone checks back in.
So they're going to play a little offense and defense, possibly.
3:40 to play. First half, 23-all tie here in the 5A girls quarterfinals. Drop step, spinorama by Martin for the deuce.
Yeah, you have to front that. If you let her get that low, she's going to make you look bad.
McCabe goes through. Spell gets the screen from Wilson. Tried to give it back to her. Wilson catches, missed the shot off the rim. Won't go. And a rebound and the outlet. Here comes Rhea Johnson up the wing. Johnson, spin it back out to Martin. Floater in the paint. In and out. Won't go. Wilson tips the rebound. Couldn't grab it. Couldn't get her right hand to go with her, but able to tip the board. TJ with the ball. Spell crossover. Back up between the legs. Start toward the bucket again. Kick it near side. DeSimone, Spell, three-pointer corner, won't go. Rebound weak side for Emily Ritz. Ball inside to Wilson. Around the DeSimone. Give it to Spell. She'll start toward the hoop. Reverse it. That won't go. And she's just looking for help.
Tough angle shot, Bob. I don't know how she was going to score that one.
Izzy Fontana goes up the lane. She reaches in, knocks the ball out, and gets called for a foul.
I'm not sure who that foul was called. It was on Allie Wilson, I believe.
It was, yep. Wilson, first foul, third team foul. First free throw will not go. Penn Trafford had gotten four in a row.
And I have them for 6 for 10 so far, Bob.
Second foul shot, one of two on this trip. 2:34 left in the opening half.
3-point lead, biggest lead of the game.
Two and a half minutes remaining, 26-23. Penn Trafford plus three. This is the 3-6 matchup. Ball to D'Angelo. Pass to Wilson. Cutter goes inside, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Shot just missed by Riley McCabe and put it off the window and off the other side of the rim. But
yeah,
the
I thought
rebound
she,
knocked out of bounds.
She lost control of the ball on the way up.
Inbound side of the lane, and now out Maggie Spell. Defense extending out beyond the stripe. Spell shot rolls up and in.
Well, she's been very effective with that drive going to the right, and she has finished.
26-25, Penn Trafford plus one. Hannah Weishauer, top of the key, wants to go into the paint, picks up the dribble and stomp on the step. Three ball up and good for Weishauer. Check that the drive was by DeStefano and Weishauer for the three. Three ball to answer, won't go. The Warriors get the rebound. Quickly up the floor, another three ball off the rim. That won't go. Rebound for Spell, has it stolen away. Weishauer to the circle, near side. DeStefano for three, it's good. Penn Trafford on a run, 32-25 Warriors, 1:19 to play, second quarter, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
5-point run in the middle of the first quarter for Penn Trafford gave them an 11-9 lead, and lead changes back and forth. 10 possessions, the lead changed back and forth, but now back-to-back trays and Penn Trafford plus 7. McCabe dribbles through traffic, give it off to Maggie Spell, take it to the free throw line, pick up the dribble, needs help. Into the corner. Wilson will start a drive. Reverse layup off the glass, off the rim. No good.
Boy, she had a nice look, Bob.
Penn Trafford with just under a minute remaining. Ball in the hands of Cameron Piper. Take it to the right side. Hand off along the three-point line to Fontana. Back to the volleyball 10-foot line. Get it inside. Drop step. Martin goes through traffic. Missed the shot. And a rebounding foul going to get called. Maggie Spell got the rebound. And guilty of the foul was Bella Klobuchar, her first. That's 4 now on Penn Trafford here in this quarter. Inbound to Spell. Able to turn it quickly up the floor. And Cameron Piper, Spell, deal it to the far side. Now 3-ball D'Angelo hits
it. Oh, man, 3 balls are raining here.
32-28.
That was a huge three.
Hannah Weishauer on the crest, the Knights crest, right on the middle of the floor here at Norwin. 15 seconds to go. Weishauer on the dribble. Spell out to guard her. Weishauer feed it off to Martin. And now to Fontana. 5 seconds remaining. Martin starts from a long way out, puts the shot up, and she's asking for a foul. And
well,
demonstrative. And there is no foul to be found. 32-28. Penn Trafford leading Thomas Jefferson at the half. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com. Or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Early in the game, the Jags were asking, hey, where's the foul? And, hey, you called that on me here. I got the same thing done to me at the other end. Flip it to the end of the first half, and it's Penn Trafford saying, hey, where's the foul? I'll cross my arm here a couple of times. And I guess that's when you figure you're at least calling it evenly, pretty much.
Well, I thought it was a foul, and they didn't call it. So, you know, we play on, and it's been a well-played game, Bob. I think this is everything you could ask, and I think TJ's in a really good position. That last three that was hit by Kaylee D'Angelo, that was huge. That got them close to a 4-point deficit, and I think that's really big.
Teams traded the lead early on. TJ went in front 5-3, built it eventually to 8-4, and then when it went to 9-6, Penn Trafford on a 5-0 run to take the lead at 11-9. We went from there back and forth to close the quarter, 15-14 Penn Trafford. Teams traded the lead six times in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter, tied at 4.5 minutes remaining on an old-fashioned three-point play by Maggie Spell, who has struggled at the foul line tonight. I have Spell unofficially 2 of 5, and she has all 5 TJ free throw attempts. But from 23 all, a deuce and a foul shot for Penn Trafford, two-pointer for TJ, and then back-to-back three-pointers, Weishauer and DeStefano, to give the 7-point lead, force Matt Gould to use his second timeout. He did that and came back and the three ball by Kaylee D'Angelo in the last 30 seconds pulled the Jags back to within 4, 32-28. Winner of this game will meet the winner of the Peters Township-Indiana game that follows here. That is in on Saturday in the WPIL semifinals. The loser of this game will play the loser of that game in the WPIL consolation bracket. And those games, that game will be on Friday. Now again, those games in this classification are simply for positioning. You determine where you go into the state bracket by what you do on the floor. Years we did the follow the leader, follow the winner situation. Some we went to this consolation bracket a couple of years ago. COVID happened, parked all of that. Now it is back, and I think a lot of people are happy about that.
You
keep playing meaningful games from the time you lose your WPIL, whether it's quarters or semifinals. You keep playing meaningful games and keep in game shape and stay fresh.
Yeah, and I think that's very important. This game, Bob, you know what the difference is right now? Hannah Weishauer has made 3 threes. She shoots 25% from three, and she's made 3 in the first half. So that's a huge difference, and she's already doubled up her average. She averages only 5 a game. She's got 11 points already. And then, of course, when they let the ball get inside, Lauren Martin, she's pretty good around the basket. So, you know, they got to focus on keeping them out of the paint, contesting those threes. They're in this game.
We're at the half. Unbeaten Penn Trafford 32, 28 for Thomas Jefferson. We're back to check individual scoring top to bottom when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business, the best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, fagansupply.com.
Maggie Spell has 13 points to lead all scorers in the game. Kaylee D'Angelo has 9. 2 apiece then for Riley McCabe, Emma Altavilla, and Allie Wilson. TJ, 2 of 5 at the free throw line. On the other side of the ledger, I have 11 points for Hannah Weishauer, 9 for Tori DeStefano. Lauren Martin has 6, 6 more for Izzy Fontana. And Penn Trafford is 7 of 11 at the stripe. 6 more chances, 5 more makes. You do the math,
yes.
It's a 4-point Penn Trafford lead at the moment. All right, let me get in your coach's brain here.
Absolutely.
Penn Trafford has 2 games this year where the final margin was single digits.
Correct.
A 1-point win against Norwin early, a 2-point win against Upper St. Clair late. tight ball game work in somebody's favor here?
I don't think it does, Bob. I think it helps that the last game with Upper St. Clair that Pine Richland played, they were able to come from behind. They were down by as many as a dozen, came from behind and won that game. I think this is going to be one of those games if either team can pull away. For example, if Penn Trafford keeps getting to the line, that's benefit for them. If Thomas Jefferson can continue to get the ball to spell, get it inside, if D'Angelo keeps shooting, if it stays close, I think the pressure goes on Penn Trafford because it's a one-and-done situation right now. They know that they're out of the Whippeal playoff, not out of the States, of course. So the pressure, in my opinion, falls right on the 23-0 team.
If you're Matt Gould, how do you protect Kaylee D'Angelo?
Well, you'd say, look, I need you in the game. You cannot foul. This third quarter, no fouls. If you have to give up a shot, a drive, you do it, but don't you foul. That simple.
Big thanks to athletic directors Bill Chirpak and Kerry Hetrick for their assistance in getting us set up, and head coaches Matt Gould and John Janikas for feeding us all kind of info on this game. Stark contrast to what we didn't have last night on one half of the Peters Township Penn Hills boys game, but I'll just leave that right there.
Oh, you can say something about it.
Yeah, you'd love to talk about kids and what they've done and what their averages and what they score and how they rebound and all that, and then coaches just don't give it to you.
Yeah, well, these coaches have been great. We've got all the information we need. And this is a really good basketball game, Bob. If you're a fan of basketball and you're watching this game, it's just as script goes.
Penn Trafford will start with the ball in the alternating possession. And the Warriors have this four-point lead, 32-28.
Well, TJ has to stay within striking distance. They cannot fall behind by too many points here, Bob.
D'Angelo is on the floor, guarding underneath the basket. Ball goes into the hands of Weishauer, driving against D'Angelo. Held a hand straight up in the air, shot too strong. Spell with the rebound, kick to the baseline, out to Villa. Shot won't go, gets her own rebound, kick it back out. McCabe for three, that won't go, and coming down to clear the glass is Lauren Martin.
Boy, two good looks there, Bob. Quality looks, one, and they couldn't finish it.
Pass gets inside, basket and a foul. Spell late to the party. That ball pass got over her head. Cameron Piper with the two, and now the foul shot coming. The foul on Maggie Spell is her third.
Penn Trafford really does a nice job getting the basketball in the paint, Bob. And when they do, they score 90% of the time.
First points for Piper. And it'll be all she gets. Misses the foul shot. 34-28. Margin is six. Spell and D'Angelo both with three for Thomas Jefferson. D'Angelo taking it into the paint all the way through. Ball down low to McCabe, quick first step, wrap it across. Wilson catch and score, nice feed.
That was an excellent, unselfish pass that time by McCabe.
Near side, three ball, Izzy Fontan off the front of the rim, no good. Wilson rebounds the miss. Kaylee D'Angelo will bring it up the floor. 34-30, four-point margin, right where we were at the break. D'Angelo to McCabe, penetrate, pulls up, and a late whistle. That held up. The ball didn't come out cleanly, but a foul called. It is going to be DeStefano gets her third.
Boy, oh boy, we got some foul problems here.
Riley McCabe going to the foul line. First player other than Maggie Spell.
She rattles it in.
Riley McCabe gets the first to go. Penn Trafford lead is three, 6:46 to play in the third. Second shot, much cleaner, and in. It's a two-point ball game. McCabe with 4 points on the evening. Peters Township and Indiana coming in the other semifinal in this half of the bracket. Ball goes inside. Martin finds a way to muscle it up and in over Wilson.
Well, you can't let her catch the ball inside the paint like that. She'll score every time.
Wilson lets traffic clear. Great feed from Spell.
How about the patience, though, Bob, by Wilson that time?
Martin out beyond the three-point line, gets the dribble started. Now able to give it off to Stefano. Gets the screen from Martin. Right side, up and in.
Once again, direct drive in the paint.
Just under 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 38-34. Penn Trafford with that four-point lead. The teams have traded scores back and forth here in this third quarter. Nobody's put back-to-back points on the board. High screen set by Wilson. On into the corner comes D'Angelo. Out to Spell between the circles. Dribble drive. Floater won't go. Whistle and a foul going to be called on Cameron Piper. 5:35 to play in the third. 38-34 Penn Trafford. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun. Memories. Friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments. And the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Maggie Spell hits both free throws after the foul on Cameron Piper. I have that as her second. DeStefano out on the wing with the dribble. Martin switches sides on the screen. The defense switch. Ball comes back to Martin. Fumbles it. She'll track it down. And I give it off to Izzy Fontana. Reset this offensive look. Fontana on the dribble at the volleyball 10-foot line. A little behind the back. And now a handoff to the hoop. Shot blocked partially. Scramble for the loose ball. Spell has it. Chance to tie or take the lead. McCabe behind everybody to score on the lay-in. We're tied at 38.
Oh, that was a really good pass, too, by Spell.
First back-to-back points for either team in this quarter. Fontana with the hand to Cameron Piper. Her leaner up and in.
These kids are playing some basketball. Wow, what a great game.
40-38. Ball comes out. Ball into the hands of McCabe. Picks up the dribble in traffic. Finds help. Spell for three in the lead. It's deep, wide left. Rebound, Wilson. Put back won't go. Wilson, rebound, put back good. Tied at 40.
Allie Wilson's playing great.
And a foul out in the open. And this one's going to be Allie Wilson gets her second foul.
I didn't even see the foul, Bob. I was writing something in my notes here. And
great feed there from Spell. Ahead to McCabe to get the bucket, and then that tough shot for Cameron Piper. And then Wilson with two offensive boards, the second one able to cash it home. Hannah Weishauer on the dribble, trying to draw D'Angelo out away from the basket. Tied at 40, 12 minutes left in regulation. Fontana, man-to-man TJ defense, entry pass may have been kicked. Shot won't go. DeStefano tried to draw a foul, and the Jags would have none of it. Pass ahead. Spell catch. Can't get it to roll up and in. Pass a little tardy getting to her, and she was deep and just had to catch and try to put it up. Yeah, Cameron Piper put an arm or shoulder into the defender. Shot won't go. Once again, DeStefano has to pick herself up off the floor. Spell to the hoop. Shot won't go, but a blocking foul. And free throws for TJ to take the lead if possible. 3:22 to play in the third. Tied at 40. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Foul on Izzy Fontana. Maggie Spell hits both free throws. TJ takes the lead, and Penn Trafford takes a full timeout. 3:22 to play in the third. Thomas Jefferson 42, Penn Trafford 40. Back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Yeah.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Thomas Jefferson has scored 8 of the last 10 points. The Jags from down 4 to plus 2. 3:22 to play, third quarter, 42-40. Thomas Jefferson up on Penn Trafford. Winner goes to the WPIO semifinals on Saturday. Ball into the circle. Hannah Weishauer forced wide. Shot won't go. Rebound TJ. Quickly out to Maggie Spell a little while ago. Crossed the 1,000-point mark. Missed the shot and the rebound knocked out of bounds by Spell. Get a second look here. Ball definitely off the hands of Cameron Piper.
Yeah, I that was a bad call, but it happens. Boy, Spell had a point-blank look, too, and she just missed that little drive. Made a nice move.
3 minutes to play in the third. TJ plus two. Fontana couldn't get inside the paint. Give it off to Weishauer. Pulls up from 12. Rolls it across the iron. No good. Rebound out to Villa. Wilson will bring it across the timeline. Wait for traffic to clear. Give it to McCabe. She'll come all the way from the midcourt line. Took it to the low block. Gave up the shot. And the Jags will reset the offense. Kaylee D'Angelo reverses. Shot won't go. And a rebound pulled in by Martin for Penn Trafford. 2:25 to play in the third. Crossover. Weishauer finds Fontana. Cuts it. Forced wide. Scoop shot won't go. 5 TJ defenders in deep. Rebound. McCabe. Near side. Spell for 3. Air ball. That just glanced off the rim. Rebound grabbed by Weishauer. D'Angelo gets back and forces that shot off balance.
Yeah, and she did a great job just standing there with her hands high.
And Martin now called for a foul out in the open. That's 4 fouls on Penn Trafford.
Novega get a 5th. They'll be shooting 2.
2:02 to play in the third. 42-40. Thomas Jefferson in the lead.
It just appears as though TJ has found its stride. They're playing very confidently, Bob, getting the basketball out on transition and getting some good looks.
McCabe, give it off to Allie Wilson. Bring it back to McCabe just inside the volleyball 10-foot line. And now to D'Angelo. Quick first step. Gets to the hoop. Off the window. Too strong and a rebounding foul. Wilson came from a long way up the lane. But all of that started because D'Angelo missed the bunny. Did everything to let the traffic clear and then didn't hit the shot.
Well, she shot it way too hard. All she had to do was lay it up nice and soft.
Third foul in the game on Allie Wilson. Bunch of people with that disease at the moment. Wilson, Spell, and D'Angelo for TJ. DeStefano with 3 for Penn Trafford. Ball goes down low to Martin. Martin shot. That won't go, but a foul called on Emma Altavilla. And as you said, she catches down there, she's going to be trouble.
Well, she is trouble because she's got size and she's got great skills. She knows how to use her body, and you can't allow her to catch. You got to front that.
Martin at the foul line, first visit there tonight. First shot, nothing but net. 1:35 to play. First point for Penn Trafford. In exactly 3 minutes.
Well, great defense being played by both teams, really, here this evening.
And now Martin at the line to tie. Rattles it home. Timeout, Penn Trafford. 1:35 to play, third quarter. Thomas Jefferson 42, Penn Trafford 42. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We have a little over 9.5 minutes remaining in the ball game. Each team with 3 timeouts, including a 30 for each.
Yeah, and I would save them all. You're going to need them in this game. You just have a feeling this could be one of those come down to the final possession games.
And now Penn Trafford is going to put full court pressure on.
It hasn't affected TJ at all. They've handled it very nicely. And one of the advantages is having Maggie Spell, who's able to come down and handle the basketball.
Spell gets it, try to give it back, and the ball knocked out of bounds, and that trap is exactly what the problem was.
Well, that time she made a careless pass. You don't cross it back across in front of the basket.
Spell will take the inbound and run away from the defense, behind the back, get it in front court, and hand it off to Riley McCabe. McCabe, D'Angelo, back to McCabe. Pressure comes out. Bella Klobuchar puts the heat on. Spell finds Wilson in the lane. Kick it out. Three ball out to Villa. Wide left. Long rebound heads for the corner. It's just going to go out of bounds.
Well, she had a nice open look. Unable to knock it down.
That's it. We've had a great look at a couple of threes from the Jags in this quarter, and several of them have been way off the mark. One looked like it was going to be an air ball. That one wide of the mark as well.
Yeah, we could tell from immediately when it was released it wasn't going in.
Game tied at 42 as we approach 1 minute to play in the third. Hannah Weishauer now off to Fontana. Fontana gets an opening and Spell has to let her go. Fontana lays it in. And a lead change now as Penn Trafford back in front. 44-42. McCabe pass to the corner. Three ball up and good. That time bucket for Emily Ritz. First points.
Yeah, and just got into the game. She got in for D'Angelo and knocked down cold off the bench. Hits the three.
45-44 TJ. Once again, Fontana gets loose. Missed the shot.
Oh, how'd she miss that, Bob?
Went up with two hands to try to put it in and didn't get high enough. 20 seconds to play in the quarter. TJ has the possession arrow. They have the ball and now going to work it down for a final look.
Yeah, that would be the smart thing. Take one shot. Don't give them an opportunity to score.
If you're TJ, worst case scenario, you have the ball. Shot put up by Spell and doesn't get a foul call. She almost got knocked completely down.
Yeah, that's
Spell
just
gets the bucket. She has 19. TJ, 47. Penn Trafford, 44 at the end of three. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com. or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Uber Teen Accounts. Introducing an Uber account for your teenager. Scan the QR code to sign up for an Uber Teen account.
I wore the stripes a long time. I was a rules interpreter in a Western Pennsylvania officials chapter, but that was a foul and has to be called on a shooter.
Yeah, and it wasn't. That's just inexcusable.
Allie Wilson down the lane, and she's hammered Lauren Martin. Maybe say, hey, we're getting away with this. Go for it. The time she got called.
Yeah, she sure did. Bob, I'm just beginning to think about who's going to make that run, who's going to get separation. And right now, it looks like TJ has the hand in that. We'll see how it plays out, but these are going to be great 8 minutes of basketball.
Foul shot for Wilson, too strong. First one, no good. I have TJ 8 of 12 at the strike.
I do, too.
And now Penn Trafford at 9 of 14.
Yep, and this is where you can win or lose the game, at the foul line.
Allie Wilson with 8 points, make it 9-6 in that third quarter.
Yeah, I really like how she's played today. There's a steal.
Ball did not get through, and Maggie Spell with the steal. Free throw line jumper in and out, won't go. Put back Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson, she has just been another level here in the second half.
TJ plus six, biggest lead of the ball game for the Jags. Penn Trafford, on average, allows just 35 points. Has given up 50, and Martin got a bump to force her out of the paint, and she got that bump just as the ball got there. She lost the handle and ended up rolling out of bounds. And looks like Penn Trafford going to take a timeout. 7:15 to play in the fourth. Thomas Jefferson, 50. Penn Trafford, 44. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Couple of runs overlap for TJ, an 8-2 run in the middle part of that third, and that overlaps to where we are now, currently on a 12-4 run and a 6-point TJ lead, and the ball forcing John Janikas to use his third timeout. And now the pressure going to ratchet up. Maggie Spell gets into the defensive side of midcourt to take that inbound. You don't want to grab that on the front side and moving that direction. McCabe picked up her dribble, now finds Kaylee D'Angelo to Wilson. Off to McCabe, spins one way, forced to go wide, and still scores.
Wow, nice move by McCabe.
52-44, Thomas Jefferson plus eight. Martin, Fontana now. Back to Martin. Now check that, my apologies, that DeStefano. Around traffic and in for the lay-in. Rhea Johnson, her first points of the game.
Well, the one reason I don't think you see pressure here is because, this team is very skilled at the guard spot.
Three ball will not go for Kaylee D'Angelo. Has not taken many of those. Has missed way fewer. But now the TJ 6-point lead. Johnson with the ball in hand to Fontana. Side of the lane. Now Martin, she's going down the paint. Score it.
Tell you what, they are 23-0 for a reason. And you just saw great two possessions. Maggie Spell.
21 points for Maggie Spell. Jags plus six, 54-48. Down low, DeStefano forced to pick it up. Give it to Fontana. One to go back inside. DeStefano sets a pick. Cross-court pass, top of the key. Catch by Johnson. Pass to the far side. Coming all the way through. DeStefano wants to reverse that. Wrap it inside, and the pass fumbled there.
Boy, I'll tell you what. They did a nice job moving the basketball, and the turnover was just unfortunate for them.
5:24 to play in the fourth. Thomas Jefferson, 54. Penn Trafford, 48. Spell will get it across the timeline.
And this is where you can afford to be a little bit more deliberate, working your offense, get good shots.
D'Angelo, three. Short, doesn't follow, and the rebound comes right where she should have been.
Yeah, I'm not sure that was a good shot, Bob.
Up the floor. Scoop shot won't go for Fontana. She tries to save it and steps out of bounds to do so.
Yeah, D'Angelo got away with it. I thought the last two threes she took were quick threes. Didn't need them. And I know she can make them, but this juncture of the game, you got to be selective.
Neither of these teams have gone in very deep on the bench. TJ with the basketball and plus six. Spell tried to force it inside. That pass had two defenders in the way and got kicked out of bounds.
Yeah, that was they got a break by it being kicked out of bounds. It was going to be picked off. Not a good pass by Spell. Not a good decision.
D'Angelo feed it in to Altavilla. And now D'Angelo at the volleyball 10-foot line. She'll shoot from there, but does not. Dribble drive, cut off the low block, fumble, wrap it through the paint to Wilson. Ball knocked out of bounds, and she immediately is asking for the foul.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty clean block.
The replay looked pretty good.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean she wasn't asking.
You got to keep asking.
As we see with these players on TV nowadays, every time you ask, Wilson takes the inbound, misses the shot. Rebound grab by DeStefano. Penn Trafford down six. DeStefano comes up the floor and a little out of control, but into Maggie Spell, who's going to be called for her fourth foul.
Yeah, she has got to be careful. They can ill afford to lose Maggie Spell. I hope she's aware that that's her fourth.
I'm sure she is. Yeah. Baseline throw in for Penn Trafford.
Well, you say you are, but, Bob, you never know. Kids in the middle of a game sometimes lose track of things.
Well, she just got subbed out. I think D'Angelo thought she was to come out when Ritz checked in, but, indeed, it was Spell. Inbound into the paint. Martin trying to get around Wilson. Drop step. Reverse it. Score it.
All right, there we go again. She gets in tight. Got 14 on the evening. Hard to stop.
54-50. TJ plus four. McCabe. Through the free throw circle, ball comes near side. Work it back to McCabe, guarded by DeStefano. And now McCabe will back it up. And send traffic one way, pick it up at the low block, near side, three ball, Emily Ritz, good. Oh,
my God, it's unbelievable. She's right off the bench again. She hits a three. Woo, secret weapon, Bob.
TJ plus seven, 57-50. Emily Ritz, a 5'5 sophomore with two trays. Ball to Martin. High post. Jay won't go. Rebound cleared by Altavilla. TJ plus seven with the ball. 3.5 minutes to play. Across the timeline comes D'Angelo. Keeps the dribble alive. McCabe right there with her. Brings another defender into the mix. And a reach-in foul going to be called. And that's four on DeStefano.
Wow, we got some serious foul problems on some of the key players here. DeStefano is important for Penn Trafford. And Maggie Spell
charged the foul on Izzy Fontana.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. And DeStefano looked like she knew she had her hand in a cookie jar, too.
Absolutely.
There's just pass. Ritz just forced a ball to the sideline. Well, too much of a hurry.
Yeah, and the spacing wasn't there. There was nowhere to throw that basketball, Bob. Ill-advised pass. Now, they have a 7-point lead, so they have to be, you know, back to playing some defense here.
3:10 to play, fourth quarter. 57-50, Thomas Jefferson in front. DeStefano on the dribble. Flop is going to be the call. DeStefano took a bump on the shot, doesn't get that pass. Bad decision there on the pass. The Jags have the ball, and Altavilla gets rolled up on.
Boy, oh boy, how about that? And that foul's on Piper, I believe. And you can hear the boos. They're not happy.
Now, and I'm not sure it was I don't think it was a charge. I will say that DeStefano got fouled going up.
I agree.
And then the Jags got the ball in the loose ball situation and the foul called on Piper.
And Maggie Spell's back in the game. She's got to be very careful here. What a pass.
Spell to Wilson. Off the window and in. 13 for Allie Wilson.
That's why you need her in the game. She not only can score, but Maggie Spell can pass it.
Timeout, Penn Trafford. Thomas Jefferson, 59. Penn Trafford, 50. 2:44 to play in the fourth. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school, too. Fagan Sanitary Supply, on your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, FaganSupply.com.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high, something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hitting fans, only sowing fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. send plans, more than likely she about it. What he posts, more than likely he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got it sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Thomas Jefferson, 59. Penn Trafford, 50. Game one of our 5A girls doubleheader.
Exciting game, boy. A lot of time, Bob.
2:44 to play. Penn Trafford has one timeout. John Janikas used his fourth there to try to settle things in and get some stuff set. My guess is not only an offensive play, but then defense to follow it. Inbound to Izzy Fontana. Handoff. DeStefano, bring it to the right side of the wing. Off to Rhea Johnson. Hassled up high by Kaylee D'Angelo. Inside, Martin's shot is blocked, and a foul called on Allie Wilson. That's her fourth.
Ooh, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, the right hand on the hip, definitely.
Oh, I don't. Ugh, that was close.
I got a beautiful look. The right hand was on the hip.
If the hand was on the hip, they're going to call it.
Lauren Martin. Second visit to the foul line, hit two earlier free throws, and coaches this first one to go.
She's had an excellent game. She's got 15, Bob.
59-51. 2.5 to play. Martin, do a second shot.
Well, and I hope Thomas Jefferson realizes pressure is coming.
Martin, 71% free throw shooter. So far, 3 for 3. Second effort, perfect. 16 for Martin. 59-52. Jags lead is 7. Inbound. D'Angelo comes back to catch it. Grab, moving toward the ball. Grab it there. Fontana hassling D'Angelo. Pass near side to Spell. She'll avoid the double team. Cross court lob. D'Angelo up top. Wilson and now to Spell. Lob it out to the midcourt. 2:05. Clock has to seem like it's barely moving. Entry pass. Wilson lost the handle, got pulled down, and I think DeStefano got the ball. We'll get a look here. And indeed, DeStefano pulled the ball. Wilson fell down and then touched the ball again.
Yeah, that's a big turnover. They were doing a nice job moving the basketball, Bob, but they had an open player. Wilson was open. If she catches, she scores.
Jags take 30 seconds off the clock on that possession after the two free throw makes by Lauren Martin. 1:55 to play. Ball goes inside. Martin, shot blocked by Wilson. She'll save it and then throw it away and pass off of Spell. Going to be Penn Trafford ball. Good hustling play by DeStefano.
Yes, that was a great play. Boy, I'll tell you what, Wilson did a really good job holding her ground. She blocks the shot.
And Wilson, with that block, with four fouls already.
I know. She's got to be careful. But, hey, you got to play now. Minute 45 left.
59-52. TJ with the lead. Near side. Three ball. Off the iron. Won't go. Long rebound comes up to the elbow. Penn Trafford gets it. Three ball launched. Nothing but net. Izzy Fontana. She has 11. Timeout, Penn Trafford. 1:31 to play in the ball game. 59-55. And this final timeout for the Warriors. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
If you're John Janikas, you got to be counting that the TJ will use timeouts, and you got you know, a couple of seniors out there who are going to try to make things happen for you. 59-55, TJ's lead is trimmed to 4. Spell gets the inbound, and she'll give it back to Riley McCabe, who sprints across the timeline. Martin out to greet her. Crossover by McCabe. Ball to the circle to Wilson and back to McCabe. Riley McCabe, a 5'8 junior. Give it off to the 5'6 sophomore. D'Angelo, throw to the side of the lane to Wilson. Jump pass near side. Spell, McCabe, 105 to go, and a foul in the midcourt area. Going to be called on Lauren Martin.
Well, you're playing keep away now, but if you get an opportunity to get a layup, you got to take it. And they only have a 4-point lead, Bob. So you got to keep your eyes focused to the rim and take really good care of the basketball.
106 remaining. Inbound intended for Wilson and knocked out of bounds by Martin. You got to be stronger on that pass.
You got to jump to the ball. You got to jump to the ball and put two hands on it.
Inbound will go to Spell. Avoid a trap. Lob the pass and it's tipped. And Spell going to reach out and going to get called for an intentional foul. Grabbed the arm of DiStefano.
Yeah, this is a huge play here too, Bob. She's out of the game with her fifth. Intentional foul means two shots in the ball, and you have a 4-point lead. Oh, boy.
That is the fifth foul on Spell. She'll check out with Ritz. Just careless play there.
It was. She put the ball up above her head, and she dribbled and picked her dribble up right at the trapping area. These are big free throws for Penn Trafford.
DiStefano hits the first. She has a dozen.
An 85% free throw shooter, so the chances of her missing are not likely.
59 seconds to play. DiStefano's second effort also good.
2-point game.
And the ball with the intentional foul.
Oh, that 7-point lead dwindled quickly, didn't it?
59 seconds to play, 59-57. Thomas Jefferson, plus one. Fontana gives the ball off to DiStefano.
Got to be solid defensively here.
Looking to get the ball inside to Martin. Martin, shot blocked by Wilson, but caught and put back in by Weishauer. Tie game at 59. D'Angelo trapped. Jags have timeout, and they get the timeout call. 34 seconds to play. 59-59.
Woo.
Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
We talked about those TJ runs, mid-third, 8-2, late-third, early-fourth, 12-4. Penn Trafford on a 9-0 run. TJ has not scored in over 2 minutes. Led 59-50 with 2:45 to play. Now with 34 seconds remaining, it's TJ ball.
And they have to, number one, get the basketball inbounds. Number two, avoid traps. They got to look to score if it's there, Bob. If not, play it to overtime. But if you have an opportunity, take that score. Got to get the ball inbounds. That's priority number one.
Inbound into the backcourt to Altavilla. And now McCabe will bring it up across the timeline. Two timeouts left for TJ. None for Penn Trafford.
Got to keep the dribble.
McCabe hassled. Give the ball off to D'Angelo. She'll bring it near side. Circle back out. Give it off to McCabe. 15 seconds to play. McCabe, near side, took a big shot there from DeStefano. Cross-court pass. McCabe into the corner to out to Villa. 5 seconds to go, and a travel call.
Oh, that's a whole – I don't know. Let's look at it.
Yep, we can't. Yep, maybe. Yep, too late. And TJ uses the timeout with 5.5 seconds to play.
I didn't think she walked, Bob. I don't know.
They just charged. They say Penn Trafford timeout. Penn Trafford doesn't have a timeout.
No, they don't.
Well, they apparently the indication wasn't correct on one of the earlier timeouts, and we were shown that it was. Well, that ball was kicked. I did not see a travel. Show me again there, Jason. Get another look at that. The ball was definitely kicked afterwards. But D'Angelo, cross-court pass. Ball goes to McCabe. On into the corner to Altavilla.
She did not walk. That's
not close.
That's a terrible call, Bob.
Yeah. Oh, and playoff game may be decided by it.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful. And if you have a doubt as an official, you don't make that call.
Well, I don't see how you doubt. But
we've watched it three times here. It was not traveling.
5.5 seconds to play. Penn Trafford trying to pull a victory from the jaws of defeat.
Got to be solid defensively. Do not foul.
Piper get the ball inside to Martin. Force wide. Scoop shot won't go. And we're going to overtime.
Holy cow.
Thomas Jefferson 59. Penn Trafford 59. Bonus basketball here in the 5A girls semifinals when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Beaver & Associates Insurance. The defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit W&J to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. W&J, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Each team picks up a timeout. So by my count, Thomas Jefferson has two. Penn Trafford has one. It's going to be a jump ball. And remember, TJ is without Maggie Spell, who fouled out on that intentional foul with a minute to play.
And that, to me, could be the biggest part of the game, not having her, because she does so much for Thomas Jefferson.
Penn Trafford with the opening tip and an out-of-bounds call on the Jags. Riley McCabe trying to track down, denied DeStefano that ball.
Well, it was a great hustle by her part, or that was a wide-open layup. She came out of nowhere and knocked that ball out of bounds, Bob.
We play 4 minutes in overtime, and if we're still tied, we play four more minutes.
Bonus basketball.
Martin to DeStefano. Wilson forces her wide. Shot won't go. And a foul called.
A foul.
Now a wrestling match breaks out. They're going to get a foul. And that'll be the fourth foul on TJ, I believe. This foul going to be on Altavilla.
I don't know. Oh.
So each team now guilty of four fouls. And the fouls carry over from the quarter. Ball to the elbow. Cameron Piper shot won't go. Rebound knocked out. And Penn Trafford getting all the loose balls now. Travel call. DeStefano shuffled the feet.
Well, they are, Bob. They're getting second and third shots, but TJ escapes that possession this time with the travel call.
TJ took the lead with 32 seconds to play in the third, eventually led by nine, only to see a 9-0 run to close the regulation. And here we are, 30 seconds into overtime, tied at 59.
Yeah, the team that scores first gets the advantage, no doubt about it.
Wilson, side of the lane, ball knocked out of her hands by Martin. Give it to D'Angelo on the sideline. D'Angelo takes it out to midcourt.
Got plenty of time to run your offense.
Dribble drive, cut off by Fontana. D'Angelo scores it. She's got 11. That's her first two-point field goal of the game.
Well, what a game.
61-59, TJ. Ball goes to Piper. Inside to Martin. Double team comes. Give it out to Fontana. Dribbles into traffic. Now to Martin. Stops at the low block. Back out to Fontana. Entry. Shot put. Rolls off the iron. Piper missed it. Point blank.
Boy, that was a huge miss. Because you're right, it was a point blank shot.
Pass maybe a little tardy. Maybe a little behind. And made Piper off balance. Taking the shot. TJ plus two with 2.5 minutes left in the overtime. Down the lane comes McCabe. Shot blocked by DeStefano, and she controls the loose ball. Weishauer up the floor. Euro step won't go. Gets her own rebound. Misses that, and a foul called. Weishauer going to go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Emily Ritz. Her first. That's five on TJ. Weishauer at the foul line for the first time in the game.
Well, she's been pretty good tonight.
TJ, 13 of 18 at the stripe. First shot here is good.
I'm having trouble figuring out how she can only average 5 points a game. She's very talented, Bob.
2:20 to play in overtime. Weishauer misses the second shot. Rebound grabbed by McCabe. Thomas Jefferson with the lead by one and the ball. McCabe comes away from pressure there. Get the ball to D'Angelo. It's where she wanted to go to begin with. McCabe now to Wilson. Volleyball 10-foot line out to Villa. He'll give it off to D'Angelo, and McCabe comes out to take it. D'Angelo on the left wing. Under 2 minutes remaining. McCabe starts toward the three-point line. Feed it to Wilson. Back to McCabe. Kick it out. Out to Villa. She'll circle it out of the corner. Far side, it's Ritz. Bring it back to McCabe. Trying to get by Martin. Martin has long arms. She's reached in a couple of times and knocked the ball loose. Not on this possession, but earlier in the game. McCabe, get it into the paint. Leaner, high off the window, good.
Boy, that was a big hoop by McCabe. And they did such a nice job possessing the basketball.
63-60, TJ plus three. 1:20 to play. DeStefano on the dribble, trying to get through. Ball knocked loose. McCabe ends up with it, and the Jags will bring it out. Timeout, Thomas Jefferson. 1:13 to play in the fourth. 63-60. Get that look high off the window of the bucket for Riley McCabe. Get a timeout. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
If you're tuning in for the 7:30 tip-off of the Peters Township, Indiana game, number one, you're going to have to wait a while. Number two, you've got a lot of work to do to make this next game as exciting as what this one has been.
You better believe it.
Thomas Jefferson plus three, 1:13 left in overtime. Overtime number one, we'll call it.
Well, and this is where you miss a Maggie spell, the ball handling and passing. They're in a trap pressure. They're going to let you inbound, and they're going to press you. And TJ has to do a great job handling. Keep the ball in the middle of the floor here.
McCabe ahead to Wilson, and now on into the corner. D'Angelo travels with it. Boy, that is not a travel.
What am
I
missing?
It's the same official. It's called travel on the Jags twice here. I want to get a look at that. McCabe to Wilson, onto the corner eventually. To D'Angelo and starts a dribble. That's not travel.
Oh, my goodness. What am I missing here?
A minute to play in overtime. 63-60. Thomas Jefferson by three, but Penn Trafford with the ball. High
illegal.
Screen, illegal.
Yep, definitely.
Foul called on Cameron Piper.
She's got four now, I believe, Bob.
That's five. Five on Piper.
Oh, I missed one. She's gone.
And Cameron Piper fouls out of the game on that illegal screen. Bella Klobuchar will check in. TJ Ball, plus three, 54 seconds remaining. Great to have you along on the WJPA Sports Network, the NFHS Network, online, WJPA.com, 1450 AM. McCabe eventually gets the ball back after keying the inbound. She'll get it across the timeline. Everything but player control fouls from here on out will be shooting fouls.
She's doing a great job handling the ball.
D'Angelo avoiding a double team. Gets trapped here in the corner and the ball off the legs of Klobuchar and out of bounds. You want to be a little sharper with that deflection there.
Well, you don't want to dribble the ball along the sideline, and she did that twice. You need to keep it in the middle of the floor.
McCabe gets it inbound to D'Angelo. And right back to McCabe. Avoids the trap. Spin it around. Find Wilson. Far side. Ritz. And now back out to D'Angelo. Lob to the corner. Side of the lane. Wilson put it on the deck. Had a bucket right there. Didn't take it. Near side. Out to Villa. And a foul going to be called. Free throws coming for Emma out to Villa.
Well, she had a layup, but I don't think you need to take it.
Klobuchar called for the foul. Altavilla will go to the stripe. I have TJ 9 of 13 at the free throw line tonight.
As I do, too. And these are her first free throw attempts. How nervous do you think she is?
16 seconds to play. First shot, good.
She didn't look very nervous there. Boy, if she makes this one, she puts a little more pressure on Penn Trafford. It's a two-possession game, Bob.
Four-point TJ lead, 64-60 with 16 seconds. Altavilla strong. Rebound heads toward the far side. It's tracked down by Izzy Fontana. Across the timeline. Martin threw it into the corner. And the miscommunication between Martin and Rhea Johnson. 8.9 seconds remain. TJ with the ball. Timeout Penn Trafford. 64-60. Thomas Jefferson leading Penn Trafford. We're back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online, fagansupply.com. Working overtime on your business needs? With First Federal of Greene County's Commercial Lending Department, your next step is closer than you think. From real estate secured purchases to refinancing, your loan starts and stays here. And now First Federal is offering business basic checking, business statement savings, and merchant services. First Federal will help you take care of business. For more information, visit online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
8.9 seconds to play. Winner goes to the WPIL semifinals. The loser will play Friday in the first round of the consolation bracket. TJ leading Penn Trafford 64-60. Full court man-to-man pressure across the board. And now when Riley McCabe doesn't even look at throwing the ball in, the bench calls for the timeout, so we'll get a break as well. TJ plus four on Penn Trafford, trying to avoid its first loss of the year, back on the WJPA Sports Network.
Eber & Associates Insurance, the defense you need on your side. They'll help protect your home, auto, business, and the ones you love. For all your insurance needs, contact the hometown team at Eber & Associates online at eberinsurance.com or call 412-653-0600. Proud sponsor of Thomas Jefferson Athletics. Call Eber & Associates at 412-653-0600.
We will get you a quick recap in our postgame. We'll also recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Could these last 9 seconds play a big role in deciding who that player is?
I think it could.
Thomas Jefferson, 64. Penn Trafford, 60. Do you throw long here and just get a ball tipped?
I would. Throw it.
They will indeed. And the ball is tipped near sideline. Penn Trafford trying to keep it alive. Ball tipped around. The Jags are going to get it. We're going to get a foul call. And TJ, plus four, will go to the other end and shoot foul shots.
And they're going
to
win this game.
I was so bad at basketball, they told me I should wrestle. And I never won a match in wrestling. So how bad must I have been at basketball? But throw the ball the length of the floor.
Well, and how about this, Bob? Now, you have to give this to me. I said, I think TJ can win this game tonight. And guess what?
You did.
I called it. I'm calling a Peters Township TJ section opponent matchup in the semis.
Okay. Well, you're 2.6 seconds away from being halfway home.
I'm a little ahead of myself, I understand, but this game's over.
Two free throws. First one, no good.
And it really doesn't matter, Bob. It really doesn't. 2.6 is not enough time to score 5 points or 4 points.
Emily Fritz, a couple of threes in the game tonight, now hits the foul shot here. One of two. Ball inbound to midcourt. Shot launched by DeStefano. Won't go. And the Thomas Jefferson Jaguars, 65-60 winners, snapping the Penn Trafford 23-game win streak. We'll recap it for you when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
The folks at Fagan Sanitary Supply are the gym floor authorities. Fagan Supply carries Hilliard Refinishing products, the best gym floor products in the country. That's the way Fagan Supply does business. The best. Fagan Supply keeps the Thomas Jefferson gym floor looking great, and they'll do it for your school too. Fagan Sanitary Supply. On your staff, not on your payroll. Call or go online. FaganSupply.com.
Wrap up quickly here. Penn Trafford 15-14 after one quarter. We had already had six lead changes. We get six more in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. Penn Trafford up the lead to 32-28. TJ with a strong third, outscoring Penn Trafford 19-12 in that period to lead 47-44. Included in there was an 8-2 TJ run in the middle. And they wrapped from third into the fourth on a 12-4 run eventually to take a 52-44 lead 2 minutes in. Penn Trafford got a couple of buckets to get back to within four a couple of times, but TJ stretched it out to 59-50. That was with 2:45 to play in regulation. TJ didn't score again before the buzzer sounded to end the game and end the regulation. Penn Trafford down the stretch, a 9-0 run to force overtime. But the Warriors scored only 1 point in the extra period. TJ got the first bucket to go up 61-59. It proved it would be all they needed. They would add on from there, total of 6 points in the period. A couple of field goals and then a couple of foul shot makes to win it 65-60. Four players on each side in double digits. Maggie Spell leads everybody with 21. I have 13 for Allie Wilson, 11 for Kaylee D'Angelo, 10 for Riley McCabe, for Thomas Jefferson. Jags 11 of 17 at the free throw line. On the other side, Lauren Martin was 16 inside. 14 for Hannah Weishauer, 13 for Tori DiStefano and Izzy Fontana with 11. Penn Trafford, 14 of 20 at the free throw line tonight. Time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
If you want to know how important our player of the game was, it was a scramble for TJ to hold on in the overtime and get the win. Maggie Spell crossed the 1,000-point mark in her career tonight, had 21 points, but an intentional foul with a minute to play put her on the bench and then played the last 5 minutes, a minute in regulation and 4 minutes of overtime, and they had trouble, needed somebody else to handle the ball, but the Jags able to survive.
Well, and Riley McCabe stepped up and handled that basketball, but I'll tell you what, Maggie Spell was outstanding today until she fouled out with the intentional foul, and the rest of the TJ players, I mean, Kaylee D'Angelo, McCabe, Altavillo, I mean, they all, Wilson was outstanding. The contributions were many by all players, and they had to do that in order to win that game, Bob. Tremendous.
Coming up shortly, game two of our 5A girls quarterfinal doubleheader as number two Peters Township takes on number seven Indiana here on the WJPA Sports Network and NFHS. Thanks to both head coaches, Matt Gould and John Janikas, to Mike Burrow and the entire crew here at Norwin. From a partner, Tom Drakely, floor director Jason Tennant, Noah Tennant, and Dacia Skolnekovich on camera, and our producer G. Wiz George in our downtown Washington studios, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. In the WPIL 5A girls basketball quarterfinals in overtime, Thomas Jefferson 65, Penn Trafford 60. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.